My work has been banned, burned, and blacklisted. I've killed Image, made Marvel suck my cock, and put a murdering rapist behind bars for life. And now, Todd Sheets has turned me loose on Jackalope Radio. So get ready, because we're about to find out if you can survive a heart attack.
Read my lips, I don't care what you say.
Hey guys, I'm Hart D. Fisher, and after that introduction, you probably know you are listening to Heart Attack with me and Josh Hadley here, and if you can't tell from my voice, I'm pretty fucking tired. I gotta admit it, I'm really damn tired. It's October is an insane month for me. It's an absolutely off-the-hook, crazy month, and this October has been nuts. And Josh might not have any pity for me because he does so many podcasts, but you know, I've been doing the weekly show with you, Josh, and doing the segments on What the Fuck for October. It's just been a fucking blitz, and I've done like five or six of these hour-long podcasts on top of our normal recording schedule and on top of my shooting schedule, because we've been running around shooting a shitload of Count Crazy Craig stuff. And everybody, you guys got to see this, because this shit is hilarious. I mean, I am having so much fun cutting this. Craig and I had so much fun shooting this. If you're in LA and you get a chance to go down to Hollywood Sports, you should, because the Haunted Hollywood Sports with the haunted houses and the zombie paintball was so much fun. And just going through this footage, I'm just laughing my butt off. I'm just dog tired, man. I'm dog tired. I'm drinking my first. Guys, I've been up for an hour and a half.
I've been up since 3 p.m., so I can't really complain, but...
Yeah, it's 4:29 for me, folks. I went to bed at about 6:30.
Yeah, but we also have a two-hour time difference. It's 6:29 for me.
True. I was up late. It's been crazy, because it's been all this business during the day, and then up all night shooting, and then running around and shooting more stuff and editing, and it's been pretty crazy. And I had a spoken word event this week that went very, very well. I wanted to thank Luca Fisher for bringing me down there. It was the Bored to Death event, and man, Josh, dude, I had a total fucking blowout at this thing. I really... It was probably one of the most intense performances I've given in years. It might be one of the most intense performances I've ever given. It was a really interesting night. I had a great time talking to all the other poets down there, and also got to see a musician named Gils Corey. And Gils Corey did an acoustic set that really kind of blew me away. And it's October, so it's Halloween month, so there's a lot of death on my mind, and my spirits are close. You know, the whole point of Halloween, when you celebrate Halloween, the idea is, it's, you know, we're talking about Samhain, and the idea that, you know, the veil between life and death is thin at this time of year, and that, you know, our dead are closer to us than normal. So for me, my spoken word is normally about my dead, my murdered people, my people I miss that are gone from this world. That's what a lot of my poetry is about. So I really got to blow off a shitload of steam. A lot of yelling, you know. You know, one of the coolest things about this, Josh, was no one was breaking out the phones. It wasn't like parents at their kids out. No one had their phones out. In fact, at one point I looked up, because I read from paper. I don't have these things memorized, and I'm really absorbed in what I'm doing and what I'm reading. And I looked up, and the whole audience was sitting on the ground like a bunch of kids in class. And there's like,
it's story time.
Yeah, it was intense, man. There was like 20 or 30 people sitting on the ground. That was really intense. And I sold a lot of books, sold a lot of movies, and I gave away a bunch of damaged comic books, because that's what I do with my comics that are too beat up to sell, because the American Horror Store is up and we're expanding it all the time. As we know, the American Horror Store has been doing pretty well. The 1201beyond.com store is doing pretty well. We shipped out our first batch of Radiodrome and Lost in the Static orders the other week. So I'm pretty happy, man.
I need to say, it's kind of funny, really. I've always wanted, because we're talking Halloween, I've never done it, but I've always wanted, instead of handing out candy to kids on Halloween, I wanted to hand out old beat up comic books. Like, here, kid, here's an X-Men for you or something. I don't know if they'd be pissed to going, no, I want a Twizzlers.
No, what I can tell you, Josh, is I used to do that for a while until I ran out. I ran out of kid-appropriate comics I could give away. Like, if you have a local store that has, like, a 10-cent bin where the covers have been ripped off, that was something when I was a kid. They would have a 10-cent box because they would have the covers gone from the books, and I would just get them. So I do that. And one year, I fucked up, and there was a vampire comic in there, Rant. And I didn't realize it was in the stack and it had nudity in it and somebody got pissed off at me and I had the police visit me for giving away the comic with nudity in it. So I felt really bad about that. And I really haven't given out comic books on Halloween since. But I will say that the kids loved it, Josh. The kids loved it when I gave away comic books for Halloween. And if I recommend that to people out there, if you got a store where you could go, or if you're a store owner and you've got a box of books that you know is dead in the water, that you know you're never going to sell those old Marvel titles from the early 90s that they did 100 books a month, give them away, man. Halloween, it was really special to me as a kid growing up. I really love Halloween. It's my favorite holiday. And you know what? I got married on Halloween. A lot of people don't know this, but I got married on Halloween in a haunted Masonic lodge in Pasadena on Halloween night in the middle of a brutal rainstorm. And I was in full makeup as a character from The Cell. And I came down the aisle to the Phantom of the Opera theme. So I just wanted to say, Waka, my wife, I love you very much. It's been a wonderful 10 years. She's been cancer-free for about 7 years now, and we're really, really happy together. We've been arguing a bit this month because the deadlines have been crazy. I've been snapping at her a little bit more. But I love you to death, Waka. And people need to understand that in a marriage or in a relationship, it's really a give and take. It's really important to realize that both partners have ups and downs. But at the end of the day, you're partners and you got to work together to get ahead. Ladies, if you're frustrated with your guy, you got to figure out how can I help him instead of sniping him. One of my problems with the show Breaking Bad is I feel that all these characters are all losers. None of them really do anything to help themselves or help each other, really. They just are mired in their own self-interest. And they don't know how to be happy. And they're mean as fuck to each other. Well, time is short, guys. Life is short. It's not that long, actually. It's pretty damn short. So I want you guys to think about that on this Halloween. I'm very thankful that my wife is alive and in my life. She really helps me at American Horror. She's my partner in American Horror. She does a lot of the hard grunt work that people don't know about. We got a good group of people here that are working hard to bring you the stuff that we love growing up, the horror films that we grew up watching. And we're not getting rich off it, but we're doing better. We're doing better every day. We want to thank all the viewers because now, as of this month, we've been on the air for 2 years. This is a real dream come true. I can't believe I have a woman that I love like this, that I have a beautiful lady who's so smart, talented, and really a good worker, you know, like a solid worker, goal-orientated, get-the-job-done worker. And that's fucking amazing to have somebody who can really help you in your life. She's one of the first people in my life, Josh, that really helped
sync
me.
Sync with you?
Not just sync with me, but I don't even know how to... She's been nicer to me than anybody else in my whole fucking life. My mom and I have a complex relationship. I love my mother to death, but she can be real hell on wheels. And frankly, nobody has been as tender and as nice to me as my wife, Waka. So what you need to understand is if you fuck with my honey, you're fucking with the bear, motherfucker. Love my honey. My honey. My honey pot. We're going to song. We'll be back. I'm Hart Fisher.
We all want 38.
Welcome back to Heart Attack. You just heard The Misfits with We Are 138, which I fucking love that song. You know, I discovered The Misfits kind of late in my life. My girlfriend, Michelle, was into them, and I didn't really click in with I only listened to like one side of one tape, and I think it was Walk Amongst Us, and I just wasn't into it at that moment, but I was really into Danzig solo metal shit at that point, and so I never made the connection, and it's hilarious to be friends with Glenn and to be friends with Doyle and know these guys and get to see them play. It's fucking amazing. If you get a chance to see these guys on the road, you gotta see them on the road. And I also know that my friend Matt Zane has got a Halloween show here in Los Angeles for his band Society One. Matt, welcome back to the stage. We're glad to have you. And again, with the shout outs, want people to go. It's a great Halloween show. Check out Society One, October 30th in Los Angeles. Check it out online. Look it up. Also, I want to give a shout out to Linda Kovics. Linda Kovics is a fan of American Horrors and our radio station, and she is about to go into major surgery, and her mother has been battling cancer. So, ladies, I know things are tough, but my good thoughts are with you. I really want you guys to get better. You've been really cool fans. Linda is one of the first people to buy the American Horrors asshole remover shirt from the store. In fact, she was the first reopened store customer we had. So, Linda, thank you. And good luck on your surgery, and to your mother, best of luck. And you know, we all miss Vern. He was a great guy, and I miss him. So let's also talk about what's going on in my neighborhood here. We had an issue where a tow truck driver ran over a lady right out the street. I'm editing Count Crazy Craig over the weekend, and I hear this woman screaming, and she's screaming bloody murder, and it's like, what the fuck is that? I jumped up out of my chair in my home office, ran out, walk is in the front room. I'm like, you stay there. I'll come get you when it's safe to come out. And I ran outside and I see this woman in the middle of the street screaming for the police and that this tow truck had run over her foot. We called up the cops, called 911. And I want to thank the Highland Park PD for getting there so fast. These guys got there really, really quick. The fire department got there really, really quick. So, you know, you don't normally hear people saying nice things. And I just want to say you guys got there very fast, took care of business. Thanks, guys.
What actually happened? Did the tow truck driver do it on purpose? Or was this a she was in the wrong spot and it was like, oh, shit, lady, I'm sorry.
There's something to do. It's this guy was towing her car and I don't know the whole story, but she's screaming, I'm in front of you. I'm in front of you. And he ran over her and took off, actually. He kind of hovered for a minute, and then he took off with her car. And come on, dude, you run over a lady, you need to, like, stay. You got to stay. You are now involved in an accident. If you take off, that's called hit and run. That's illegal, guys. That's a big problem. And here in Los Angeles, we have an epidemic with hit and run drivers. It's a real major problem. And that's why I kind of laugh at some of these people that are running around doing there, we got to put bicycle lanes on class 2 highways because we have an epidemic of hit and runs, and you want to put very vulnerable riders on dangerous streets where they really shouldn't be, and especially the children. So this shit's going down. You know, people are getting hurt since they've removed the vehicle lane on York. I've been talking to store owners and they tell me there's a lot more accidents on the street. I know I saw a guy get hit so hard it knocked him out of his shoes. These idiots in City Hall don't know what the fuck they're doing as they make their lunge for fast bucks and fast money. And it's kind of disgusting. Like, Josh, did you hear about the Google Earth pot bust in Oregon? And they got a battle cam star, Curtis Croft?
You see, I've never been quite clear on what battle cam is, but that's irrelevant to this. But I did hear about that. But to be fair, even he admits he was doing something wrong. I think he was licensed for 40 pot plants and he had 90, and he admits, yeah, I fucked up and I got caught doing it. So I just can't feel a lot of sympathy for the guy.
Here's the issue, Josh. The police, normally you'd have to get a warrant. You'd need a warrant to surveil somebody's private property, right? So what did the police do? Did they get a warrant? No. They used Google Maps to look into his private property and found out, and what it is he's got a medical marijuana card and he is able to grow 30 plants. Well, he was growing 94 plants. He was a fucking dumb fuck. This is an issue where law enforcement is on the web using Google Earth Maps to spy on all of us. Now,
part of the problem is, Hart, the law as written has not caught up with the technology yet. So the cops kind of have free rein to go, hey, the law doesn't specifically say we can't do this, so let's do it.
I mean, really, what's next? We saw in movies like Blue Thunder and different film cop films where the cops get like some super spy gear. And what's the first thing they do? They go look at naked chicks.
They go look at topless women.
But this is real troubling to me because I'm sorry, your backyard's private, guys. If like, what if my wife's out there sunbathing and Google Maps happens to go out and catch her with her top off and her tits are out? I mean, seriously, folks, what happens in my yard is my yard. What happens in my garage is my business. And we have the Fourth Amendment. A big part of the Fourth Amendment is we have this right to privacy. And part of that was because the British authorities back before we became America, they had a real problem with spying. The British authorities would spy like motherfuckers. So the founding fathers of this country said, no one's going to spy on me. When I'm in my home, it is my castle, it is my keep, and I have every expectation that what I do in my home is private. Well, now we've got infrared cameras that people can sit there and watch you. We've got smart TVs that can watch you. We've got computers. I had to get a new, iMac. Because my Waka's computer melted down and we've got a ton of editing deadlines and it's got a fucking camera on it. And I know of a guy right now that the FBI is after for turning on people's cameras and for stealing other horror filmmakers' money virally by going onto people's sites. So now I've got to have this fucking tape on this camera. And I'm going to have I have to have the computer store remove the microphone because I don't want a fucking microphone in my goddamn computer.
It's just the same thing with Microsoft and the Xbox One. They were shocked. Shocked, I tell you, that people don't want the Kinect to be watching you 24 hours a day. They were like,
fuck,
why?
No.
This is a good thing. It's like, no, it's fucking not.
So this is a real issue here. I mean, the guy who's breaking the law, yeah, but this is very, very troubling to think that you've got police officers sitting in a spy cam in the sky via Google. And hasn't Google been numerously busted for interfering with people's privacy? Didn't Google say that you don't get any privacy on Gmail? So here's the question, Josh. If law enforcement is using Google Maps to find criminals and peer into people's backyards, because guys, when they're doing this, they're looking at all of us. They're not just looking at criminals, okay? They're looking at everybody. So if Google Mail is reading all your mail and the NSA has access to all your mail, you don't know the law like everybody else does, guys, and most people probably break the law every week without even fucking knowing it. That's the
truth. I just thought of something, Hart. I just thought of something. Are you able to opt out of something like Google Earth? Are you able to say, I don't want my house to be visible to any fucktard that wants to Google image it? Is that even an option?
It's a stalker's wet dream. Now I know where the front door is. I know where the back door is. I know where everything is.
I know where the dog is tied up. I know
where the dog is tied up.
I just thought of that it's like...
It's a stalker's wet dream, and now we see that the police are stalking us here. They're stalking us. What were they doing? You know they weren't just looking in Google Star's backyard. They're looking in everybody's backyard. And we know they'll cite you. Josh has got court problems dealing with his yard. There's other people I know that have had their neighbors get mad at them for big trees. I got mad at my neighbor one year. He hopped over my fence and chopped down the tops of my trees because he was getting ready to put in solar on his roof, and he didn't ask me about it. Made me pissed as hell, but we worked our way through it. It's not like I called the police and had him arrested for trespassing. I was mad as fuck, but we're neighbors, and we worked through it. And what you guys need to understand is there's a private prison system that needs customers. They need prisoners.
They
make their money. They got to fill the beds, and they're making more prisons, guys. This country has more of our citizens in prison than any other country any other technological industrial country in the world. We put more of our people in jail. Why? Because it's profitable. And so now we have them spying on us from the sky. Are you going to get a ticket now for indecent exposure if you're sunbathing in your backyard and some kid on Google Maps saw it and complained to the police? Seriously, we got real issues to talk about here with this. This is our third year with Film On, and I'm very excited about it. The service is working really well. You guys can watch us free anywhere in the world. Just go to filmon.com or download the app, and you can be watching American Horrors for free, because we have got a lot of killer stuff, and I'll tell you about it when we come back from the break.
Good evening, Count Crazy Craig here. Halloween time is upon us. That means that I'll be taking over for Crazy Craig, that bastard, and his show Super Rock Sunday. Calling it Scary Rock Sunday. Some 7,000 supercharged seconds of scary stuff, some ghost stories, and stoner rock, and doom, and whatever the hell I feel like playing. It is my show. We will not be on live any Sunday soon, so you can go to http://crazycraig. That's crazycraig podomatic.com. And don't forget to keep the lights on, because it's so scary. Ooh.
Welcome back to Heart Attack. I'm Heart D. Fisher. With me is Josh Hadley, who's been kind of quiet as I slowly talk. And normally, if this is your first episode of Heart Attack, you are getting me very, very low-key and relaxed. Very low-key and relaxed. If you want to see me a little bit more fired up, you should tune into The Dark Mark Show. The Dark Mark Show is a podcast with goth comedian Mark. And he's actually pretty funny. I think Mark is pretty funny. And he and I have been talking about him doing some stuff with American Horrors. So I came down to his podcast. It's co-hosted by an old friend of mine, Josie Cat, who I've known for over 13 years. Know her kids and stuff. And so I was actually really looking forward to it. And for the first time in my entire career, I was assaulted and battered on the air. I had a guest hitting me on the air.
Yeah, that Lady Gaga wannabe that claims she's a robot from the future. And you know what, Art, because this was partially a video cast and I could see it, her eyes were dilated like you couldn't believe. She was fucking wasted.
Yeah, she was a bit of a mess. It is. Let me tell you guys at home, I've been doing this for 20 fucking years and I've been on Jerry Springer and I never had nothing happen like this before. So if you want to check it out, go check it out. It's a very interesting show, the Dark Mark Show. We talk about a lot of cool shit. There's some other cool people on there. There's another cool singer named Sky, who is really nice and cool. And, you know, I like Mark and I like Josie, and I didn't understand what the hell was wrong with this chick. But, folks, if you're going to be a guest on a show, let me give you a piece of advice. Striking in the top of the head or the back of the head another guest is a surefire way to make sure that you're not going to get booked again. In fact, you know, you could get booked for assault and battery for doing something like that, because I was struck in the head with a weapon. It's a kick pad, which is used for martial arts kick training. It was a double kick pad. It was like a teardrop-shaped clapper pad. And I, if you guys want to see me lose my temper for the first time on camera in 20 fucking years, tune in. Check it out. Dark Mark Show. All right, so you guys can find this show. It is at skidrowstudios.com. And you're going to want to find the Dark Mark Show. And what you're going to want to get is you're going to want to make sure that you get to the right show. He has lots of strippers and porn chicks and hot broads on there. So a lot of interesting artists, too. A lot of S&M culture, a lot of stuff like that. What you're going to want to do is you're going to want to get the 10-19-13 episode. That's the one that I was on. It's interesting. It's interesting. I had to let this person know that you don't strike me. I don't allow people to strike me. I do not appreciate being hit in the head or attacked. That is not something that I think is appropriate. If you disagree with what I have to say, well, then argue with me and we'll talk about it. Those are words. But as soon as you're going to lay hands on the flesh, it's a whole other issue, especially if it's not like I'm a martial arts guy. So if we're in the dojo, we have a give and take and we have an understanding that we are going to hit each other. But in this issue, I was sitting with my back turned to a person and I got smacked in the head. And the second time, nearly took the headphones off my head. And in fact, those things cost money. It's actually very disrespectful to the show. It's disrespectful to the equipment of the people at the show, because the people at Skid Row Studios are pretty cool. Dark Mark's pretty cool. Josie Cat, I've known her a long time, and we're going to be playing her video Whips and Chains on American Horror for Halloween.
See, when I was watching it, Hart, the vibe I got off of this was this Lady Gaga wannabe was that she thought this was all about her. And it almost seemed like, because when the camera would go to you and you were talking, every now and then they'd cut to different angles and they'd go back to her and she'd start making goofy faces and stuff. I think she was getting irked that they were talking to you and not talking to her, because she seemed to think she was the focal point of this episode.
Yeah, and there were three guests there and we're all sitting next to each other and we're having a perfectly interesting conversation, and there was a little bit of give and take, a little bit of banter, a little bit of an argument there. And that's the thing, folks. If you can't win the argument, that doesn't mean you get to hit somebody. That's how an 8-year-old child acts. That's how a child behaves. You don't get to strike somebody just because you do not agree with their opinion. Everybody gets to have their opinion, just like their asshole. So if you don't like their opinion, fucking buck up and deal with it. You know what? This whole issue, when people talk about sexuality or they're going to talk about this thing or that thing, you know what, guys? A right-to-lifer has every right to their opinion. Pro-choice person has every right to their opinion. Josh and I don't always agree about the police or about gun control, but Josh has every right to his opinion, and I'm fine with the fact that we don't always agree on everything. In fact, it's good, because when you don't always agree on something, you have a real discussion, and then things can be examined, and you can kind of check out the pieces, and things can go somewhere. It's when you stop talking, it's when you stop and you turn to violence, and that's a big part of why we do the political radio, is because we're talking about these issues. Nobody wants this shit to go to violence except for a scumbag. A weak person likes violence because there's no rationale there. Violence is not thinking. It is a last-term solution. It is the last thing a wise man goes to and the first thing a fool resorts to. So, of course, the fool hit me, and I put her in her place. That was an interesting show. I mean, I did not expect that at all. It was crazy, dude.
I think they edited it or chose specific angles, because it was weird the angle that they had when you stood up and were like, look, you took your headset off, you're like, look, you do not fucking hit me. Both of you were just at the very edge of frame, mostly cut off camera. It was almost like they were like, oh, shit.
No, they were shocked. One, they didn't know what to do. They've never had a guest hit another guest before. Dude, I've been on Springer and I've never been hit by another fucking guest. I mean, really, let's be professional adults here, for fucking Christ's sake. They couldn't believe it. And then when she did it again, I'm sitting there like, I can't believe you dumb fucks are allowing a guest to be hit like this because you're legally liable for that fucking shit. You know, if I was some asshole Hollywood dweeb motherfucker, you could have been in real fucking trouble. And I like these guys. So they were stunned, Josh. There was no camera on Mark and Josie. Because when I started yelling and saying, hey, because the woman was going to hit me a third time. I knew it. I saw the look. And she wouldn't look me in the eye when I'm talking to her, you know, wouldn't look at me. And so they had this look on their face of utter stunned. And it's especially funny with Mark because he's the goth comedian. So he's in white face with black lipstick on. He looked like a mime miming surprise. It was hilarious. Their mouths were like, oh, wide open, big O's. And then you look at the goth comedian and it's almost funny. It's a hell of a show, guys. You should definitely check it out. And before we get into the next break, I'm just going to go ahead and mention this. Josh, you sent me an article about a magazine editor at a magazine that we have beat on quite a bit for employing plagiarists and for not ferreting out the plagiarism that they were endorsing and they were aiding and abetting this theft. And yeah, we're talking about Leanne Spider Baby, whatever the hell her last name is.
McDougal.
And no one's going to care about who this broad is in another couple years. So the editor of this magazine, who bent over backwards to defend himself in this magazine, what did he get caught doing now, Josh?
He pulled a Fox News. Now,
No.
Okay, now, Hart, maybe you don't want to say his name, but fuck it. It's Chris Alexander of Fangoria. I've had public blowouts with him. I can't stand this guy. I think, Fangoria hasn't had a good name in years.
Let's just forget coloring who this person is. What did he do?
He created a pseudonym, an obvious one, too. It was really easy to find out that it was him. So he's the editor of Fangoria, and he created a pseudonym of Ben Cortman, who is the neighbor in Richard Matheson's I Am Legend, who is Neville's neighbor, so it's not even subtle. This Ben Cortman writes a glowing review of this crappy little movie called Blood for Irina, directed by Chris Alexander, editor of Fangoria.
Wait a minute. The managing editor of a major horror magazine printed a glowing review of his own movie in his own magazine, and then we find out that the writer of it, is this guy a real person or a fake person who wrote the review?
It was Chris Alexander that wrote the review.
So, whoa, wait a minute.
He just used the pseudonym.
Oh, my God, dude. You know what? It is in poor taste to do that. And this whole issue of pseudonyms, you know, when things were really hot for me with Boneyard Press, I wrote some comics as Julia Truman to see if my name was affecting the sales of the books adversely or positively.
The same thing Stephen King did with Richard Bachman. He wanted to see if it was the writing people liked or his name.
And when I was a sales guy at Boneyard, you have a hard time selling yourself to store owners when you say, hey, I'm Hart Fisher, let me sell you my comic. So I invented a fake sales guy, Conrad Neuhard. And Conrad Neuhard was the guy who negotiated all of our sales with Hot Topic because my poetry books were carried in the Hot Topic stores. So it was pretty fucking funny when I'm Hart Fisher meeting the salespeople from Hot Topic and they're bitching to me about how aggressive my sales guy Conrad Neuhard was. But you know what I didn't do? I never went into my own magazine and talked about myself in cocksucking, glowing, blowing up your skirt terms and pretended it wasn't me. I haven't. It really destroys the credibility of a magazine when you pull stuff like this. It's really disrespectful to the magazine itself because the fans, once you lose your credibility, you're never going to get it back.
And see, that's the problem, Hart. Not only did he, as soon as he got caught, he basically went, yeah, I'm Ben Cortman. He did a throw down the gauntlet. What are you going to do about it? That's the problem, Hart. He doesn't think he did anything wrong. He's an editor of what I'm ashamed to say is the largest magazine in the horror community. And he's like, yeah,
Josh,
we have no ethics. So what?
Josh, you're dead wrong. They have not been the most popular magazine. You know, 10 years ago, Rumorg used to outsell Fango like 4-1.
But Rumorg's doing the same shit.
Rumorg, you know, I have my problems with Rumorg because they have purposely ignored American Horrors. I'm not sure why, but that's a different issue. Rumorg outsells Fango, flat out. Outsells it. And it's my understanding that Horror Hound is doing better than Fangoria is also. It's my understanding that what we have here is a dead brand that's being kicked to death by people that don't respect the brand. I grew up reading that magazine as a kid, but I stopped at some point because I no longer found it germane. I no longer found it to be something that actually talked about real horror. It kind of became a sellout magazine. You know, it became like, what can we do to sell magazines? And it wasn't about horror anymore. And now with the advent of online magazines and digital coverage, they haven't upped the game. And when Chris Alexander came on board, I'd heard rumors that he was writing half the magazine because they're having a difficulty, you know, paying people. It's tough market out there. I know I've had to go to that. Would you intern for me, buddy? Help me out here. I've done that myself, you know, doing American Horrors. A lot of people have come together to help me. A lot of people have given their time, their advice, their expertise. They've helped me find films. Tony Natoli knows this. He's a great guy out there, a filmmaker who's been helping me track down rare films. I'm going to give a shout out to Sinful Celluloid because you should read sinfulcelluloid.com. They have helped me find a lot of great films. Good people are out there, you know, and with guys like this, I only brought it up because I had to kick the dog. I'm really kind of bored with them. They're not really germane. They don't really matter. They're not really important. And they've lost all credibility. They're nothing but plagiarists and liars, and they're fakes. They're at the core of it. They're all fake, self-centered, insecure motherfuckers. Because when you make a film, you need to be secure in the quality of it. You need to be secure in how much you like it so that you can withstand the slings and arrows of critics. And if you can't handle that, you need to get into a different business. So Chris, as a filmmaker, I think you need to toughen up quite a bit. As for the rest of the joke and the rest of the jokes at Fangoria, here's the last thing I've got to say. You're fucking yourselves. I don't have to do anything to bring you down. You fucking idiots are hanging yourselves. Oh my god, you guys are such dumb fucks. Truly, shit sticks to shit.
Hey you guys, Hart D. Fisher here from Heart Attack. And guess what? It's time for a Hydra Blue spot. That's right, we're going to promote some Hydra Blue. Why? Because it's some really kick-ass water. You want to know how I make it through my crazy workload and my crazy partying schedule? Ha ha! I got one word for you. Actually, two. Hydra Blue. If you use the coupon code word horror, you're going to get 15% off your order. That's right. Use the coupon code word horror at HydraBlue.com today, and you will get 15% off your order. Now remember, guys, this is stuff that I pay for out of my own pocket. I actually am a customer, and I have enjoyed this water. It's fantastic, tastes great, keeps me energized and hydrated. I just love it. So go to Hydra Blue and get your water today. But you know what? It's not always about selling stuff here at Heart Attack. Sometimes you just want to promote something cool, like Eddie Brandt's Saturday Matinee. It's a really kick-ass VHS store. What? Did I say VHS store? Yes, I did. It's a VHS store in the heart of North Hollywood, California. They're located at 5006 Vineland Avenue, but it's not just for the locals. You can order some of those killer movies you see on American Horrors online at www.ebsmvideo.com. That's www.ebsmvideo.com. Check it out today and tell them Hart sent ya.
I remember how.
Coven Horrors. You can watch horror movies for free. All night and all day. 7 days a week at filmon.com. Premiering this October on American Horrors, Bo Hopkins faces off against Bigfoot in Snow Beast. Harvey Keitel hunts a cop-killing madman in Corrupt. Rachel Ward fights to survive a knife-wielding killer in Night School. Plus, Blood on Satan's Claw, Demonoid, Night of the Seagulls, Satan's Sadus, and the return of Count Crazy Craig, the Count of Party. Be the first fiend on your block arrested for wearing the American Horrors Asshole Remover T-shirt, only for monsters with big balls. Available for just $24.95 at AmericanHorrors.com.
All right, guys, that was another cut from the Misfits. That was Halloween, and man, I fucking love that song. Oh my God, there's so many cool tunes that I've discovered. Rolling around with Count Crazy Craig, the guy's really into music. He's been alive for a long time, and he fucking is turning me on to a lot of great stuff. And speaking of turning people on to good stuff, I wanted to give a shout out to my buddy at JC's Comic Stop because he's moving. He is now moving to a new store. If you guys are in Toledo, Ohio, Tuesday, October 29th, head on out to JC's Comics and More, your pop culture superstore. It's 6725-DD West Central Avenue in Toledo, Ohio. And what we got there for his grand opening is a couple guys from Lamb of God are going to be there for the ribbon cutting. They're going to have John Campbell there, and D. Randall Blith is going to be there, and they're going to cut the ribbon to Jim's new store. JC has been a big supporter of independent comics in Ohio. I have slept on his deliverance couch. I have spent time signing books at his store. Always a big supporter of Boneyard Press. He's a big supporter of American Horrors. He's got his grand opening. This dude has been doing this. He was at his previous location for 28 years, so he's been doing this a while. He's a big metalhead, big political guy, and a good guy. So go on out there on Tuesday coming up, JC's Comics and More. Yeah, well, you know, Jim's good guy. He was at my wedding. He's actually one of the only people at my wedding I actually still talk to.
Hilarious. That says something to you. That says something.
Dude, I look at my old wedding photos and I realize from my side of the family, you know, my friends and stuff, a lot of those folks really fucked me in the ass and turned out to be horrible people. So I'm very thankful they're out of my life. I'm very thankful that I'm still with my wife because there was a group of people that were trying to break up my marriage, man. They were lying to my wife. They were telling her bullshit, trying to get us to fight. So the fact that we're still together after everything that's happened to us is really amazing and really shows just how much, you know, we love each other. And I just think she's great, and I'm happy to have her. And on that note, my cousin, Jason, got married earlier in the month, and I didn't get a chance to do a shout-out for him, but Jason and his new bride, Jen, very happy for you guys. I'm sorry I was not able to be at your wedding. I was shooting the zombie paintball stuff, actually, that night. So I hope you guys are going to have a long and happy marriage together. I hope you guys have a lot of fun together, and that's my best wishes for you. Let's get into some NSA spying, because Edward Snowden has now endorsed the DC protest against the NSA. Ha 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 ha! Gotta love it.
Yeah, but did you hear what actually happened that might be a really hard, hard ruling in the legal circles with the NSA spying?
No, I didn't.
Because it actually goes to the Bradley Manning thing, not specifically to Snowden. But since he has been convicted, the government has now said, legally, giving any kind of classified information to any kind of media source where the enemy might be able to read it could be aiding and abetting the enemy. So what they have basically done is said WikiLeaks or leaking anything to the internet, because Al-Qaeda also has access to the internet, everything you do is now treason if you try and leak
and
information.
Isn't it funny, Josh, as I'm listening to you here, and the minute you start talking about that ruling, and the minute you start mentioning NSA, on my end, all of a sudden, I could barely hear what you're saying coming over the Skype, which is owned by Microsoft, isn't it? Yeah, all of a sudden, your voice is turning into Robo Josh as we say this, because we know, guys, they are listening in on everything. In fact, we found out they're listening in on all of the major members of government from other places. Like, let's say, I don't know, the NSA has been systematically eavesdropping on the Mexican government for years, including hacking into the president's public email account, and they've been hacking into his other email accounts, and Mexico's not real happy about this, nor is Brazil, nor is anybody else, because frankly, folks, when you spy like this, you make it impossible to have any kind of conversation. You can't have a real negotiation if you've got a spy on everybody's computer. It's really bad, guys. This whole NSA spying thing is horrible for all of us. This idea that Google is trying to say that they're able to read your email if you're a Gmail customer is really bad for everyone. It's bad for business. It's bad for democracy. It's a big, big mistake. And that law you talked about, gee, how come we haven't heard about that, Josh? How come we haven't seen that on the news? Where's fucking that fucking phony asshole Bill Maher to talk about this shit?
Yeah, they're not going to talk about that, but especially Bill Maher, because remember, he thinks the spying's a good thing because it keeps you safe. And remember that old saying, Hart, if you're willing to give up freedom for security, you wind up with neither.
You don't. You really don't. Because what'll happen is the people that get into power changes, guys. What if you get a guy that's worse than Obama and Bush and he fucking goes gonzo dictatorship? It's all set up. We're a heartbeat away from that, guys. We're not that far from a lock-key government. We're really not. It can happen. And that's why we need to be active. That's why we need to get out there and get involved. There's a whole thing where they're trying to do anti-surveillance protests, and people need to get involved in this. We need to let our government know that we will not stand for this, that this has got to stop, that we as Americans expect to have privacy. If I call my mother on the phone, I want to know that I'm talking to my mother. If I fucking call my wife on the phone, I want to know that I'm only talking to my wife. That is the expectation I have. I pay Time Warner for my phone service. I pay them for this. I pay them money. None of this other bullshit, and we need to get together as people and say, hey, enough of this shit. We are tired of this shit, because if we don't, it's going to get worse, guys, because when you own the media, you can make any good person seem like a bad person. You can make any bad person seem like a good person. Just look at Fox fucking News. It's disgusting, half the shit I see on TV. Even what we're being conditioned to with a lot of these cop shows. I like cop shows. I want to see the bad guy put in jail. I've been a victim of violent crime. I've had loved ones murdered. I've been a part of the court system as a witness to a murder trial. I've been there. I've done it. And what I see happening in these TV shows and in the news, they are conditioning us to subjugate us. They are conditioning us to be renters, not owners. They're conditioning us. And they can put us wherever they feel like. They do not want you owning your vehicles. They don't want you owning your cars. Now there's new laws. They're trying to get it so that you won't even own your CDs to resell them. You wouldn't own your DVDs to resell them. And you know what? When my wife's cancer hit and I needed money bad, selling off my DVD horror collection was how I paid some of those medical bills, guys. So this stuff is pretty fucking important to you, to me, and everybody else in this country. I don't know, man. Josh, sometimes this stuff drives me nuts. I know today we had a lot more of a, let's have Hart talk about all his personal stuff. But it, you know, shit, man, the reading really did it to me, because I was talking about all the people I lost at this reading this week. And it's scary, man. I've been on this earth for a while.
It puts your mind into a different setting.
It really does. And better by each other, guys. We got to look at each other as human beings, and we got to do better and stop like fucking just beating the shit out of each other all the time. Maybe it's because I got up so close to the broadcast, I'm not fired up yet. I've only had one cup of coffee.
Let me ask the audience then this. What would you rather have, this Hart or blah, 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 Hart?
That's true. You know, my wife wants me to be careful with that because she doesn't want the heart attack guy walking around the house. And before we leave, guys, before we go, you can find me and Josh online. We're both on Facebook. I'm on Twitter. You can find Heart Attack on Facebook. And go ahead and find us, you know, facebook.com/Heart Attack Radio. And that's H-A-R-T. Repost. We're on SoundCloud now. We've got T-shirts for sale at the American Horror Store. Josh's stuff at 1201beyond.com. At the end of the day, I just want to leave you with this thought. Our own ex-president, Jimmy Carter, who stood up for human rights, who stood up against torture, has been blasting this NSA spy program. This NSA spy program has got to end, guys. It has got to stop. I'm Hart Fisher. You've been listening to Heart Attack. It's been my pleasure to share a little time with you. Happy Halloween.
Attack is a 1201 Beyond production. Visit 1201beyond.com for more great shows.